Good morning. Today is January 22nd, and you're listening to OK OK, the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 15. Be careful how you live among your unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior. They'll believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world. It's God's will that your good lives should silence those who make foolish accusations against you. When we ask what is God's will, we tend to think in terms of some grand cosmic plan that God has for us. Well, that's part of it, and we should do what we can to discover God's specific path for us. We need to take note that Peter makes God's will a simple daily act. It is God's will that our good lives should honor him before our unbelieving neighbors. Sounds simple, but it's a high calling and quite a challenge. It makes me consider what the unbelievers around me think of me. Do they consider me honorable? Is my life good? Is my life a positive witness to them, no matter how much they may disagree with me or even dislike me? God promises that when we live honorably before unbelievers, we're doing as well. That's true for our children as well. We must pray daily for our children to be able to live good and honorable lives among the unbelievers around them. We can pray that God will protect them in times of spiritual warfare and that any false accusations against them would be silenced. We can pray that their God-honoring behavior will help others, bring others to the faith while it brings glory to God. So please join me in today's prayer. Lord, my child is surrounded by unbelievers. You say it's your will that we live good lives before these unbelievers. I pray that you'll help my child to be careful in how she lives among them. Help her to live a good and honorable life, even in the little things, so that no one can claim any wrongdoing or have any basis for accusing her. Lord, if she's falsely accused, let her good and honorable life silence her accusers. You also say that our good lives bring honor to you. I pray that my child's life will be such a shining example of you that others, even accusers and troublemakers in her life, will be drawn to you. And I pray that my child's good and honorable life will give honor to you. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.